Imagine, if you will, a world where every meme and comment is fact-checked, but not a ballot. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I really am mad about the media. I mean, I spent my whole life there. My whole life. It was an honorable profession. It's not. It's part of the problem. The media are aligned with the people in charge to oppress the population of the United States through lying. Not just a part of the media, all the media. They're lying about the things that actually matter. And we'll have these fake debates about this or that, you know, these little peripheral debates. But on the questions that actually matter, the economy and foreign policy, they're 100% aligned against the population of the United States. I'll tell you just one thing I learned. Okay, this is the sum total of the knowledge collected after 27 years in the business. Pharma ads are the number one advertiser, pharma, on television. Right, left, center, doesn't matter. It's all pharma. How many people are actually asking their doctor for some drug they saw on television? So I asked someone who worked at pharma. Nobody. Then why are you spending billions a year to advertise in media? He goes, to prevent media from criticizing us. Oh, you're capturing the media through ad spending. It's not about the retail consumer. That's just a sideshow. It's about making sure that the executives of these news organizations never criticize pharma, the COVID vax, for example. Period.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. That was a loaded clip. Yes, all of media. Yes, he's right. All the way down to print media. And then, of course, in news. And then, of course, pharma, not... So that was Tucker Carlson. Welcome to the show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
And we have Dr. Pesta, too. Hi, Dr. Pesta.
Hello. How are you there. Guys?
The clip was talking about... Dr. Pesta might not have heard the clip coming in, but it was Tucker talking about pharma. They don't advertise to sell any product at all. The only reason they advertise is to buy the media's viewpoint so that the media doesn't criticize them because they're the biggest sponsor of media.
That's a pretty good quote right there.
I know. I'm just telling you. All right. So we'll start off with a caller, I guess. We'll take a caller first. And then I do want to talk about housing with you just a little bit because we hit that in the last hour. Phone lines are open 888-673-1450 if you want to call in if you're listening to us live. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Dr. Pesta and myself and Uncle
Hello, Milton. Dr. Pesta. Anyway, yeah. Back up to pharma, I've always wondered how is it legal that they are able to, you know, market a drug that you're not able to purchase yourself.
Yeah.
You have to have a prescription
right.
for it. So basically, the pharmaceutical company is becoming the in-between of the doctor and the patient. They are wedging themselves in between that relationship, which is illegal.
Yes. Yes, you're right. So, yeah, you're right. You can't just buy it.
Why is nothing being done? There's too much money here.
Yes, I know. It's insanity. Thank you. I love the phone call. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's so true. And so once you realize that the media is full of actors and agents and people that are on the take, and then you've got people that are just stupid on the take, then it starts to make more sense what you're seeing and hearing and taking in all the time. If you view it that way. So we're going to talk about various stories. We're going to talk about the college students, too, with Dr. Pesta, because he wasn't on last week. So we've got to talk to Dr. Pesta about that. But your take on housing real quick while we were still on this topic of housing.
I thought the caller was great because he made a point that I can elucidate with an anecdote. My wife is having some problem with her eyes. We have a very good state of Wisconsin healthcare state. It's state run healthcare, which means it's pretty good. As a professor here at University of Wisconsin, I'm part of the state system. And so she was having some problem with her eyes, and the doctor prescribed Xiidra for her eyes. And so we went to pick it up. $3,000 a month is what it was. That's with our insurance. $3,000 a month for 28 little drops for her eyes. And so we weren't going to be able to pay that. So we were given a card so that we could call the pharmacologists, the people who create that medicine. And we called the number and they gave it to us for free for the next 3 months. Right. And so they get you used to it. You take the medicine and then the medicine becomes the only thing that helps you. Then after 3 months, so notice what it is. You either pay everything or you pay nothing. So the caller made a great point. This is something that is completely unavailable, either because it costs too much or You have to have the privilege of getting one of these cards that allows you to get it free for a limited period. So it is a really, it's the least thing in the world like free market capitalism. And when I hear my lefty professor friends talking about how government has to take over everything, just imagine how the pharmaceutical companies handle this, and then imagine something 10 times worse when the government takes it over. The idea that the government won't behave like the pharmacy people is nonsense. They will they'll triple down on what the pharmacological companies are doing right now. Make it much more exclusive, much more expensive. People who are on the right side of them will get it for free. Other people will never have access to it. Only it won't be from company to company. It will be state to state under the boot heel of federal control.
Uncle Milty.
In all fairness, though, if you keep your social credit score high enough, you probably won't face those issues.
Your government love score? Oh, my gosh. So true. So true. And so many things are working like this. But that connection that and that thought that pharma does not advertise whenever you see those spots, they're only doing it so that they won't get criticized. That's amazing. It really is. Jeez.
Well, it's not even just that they don't want to be criticized. I think it's also the lawfare. It's all of the you go to the doctor. The doctor will potentially get you the prescription at the pharmacy, but it's those long lists of side effects, right?
Yeah.
I have always wondered about that. It must be brutal when you're marketing a new drug, and in the middle of the commercial, you have to spend 15 seconds of your 45 seconds on the air talking about this long grocery list of horrible things that might happen when you take it.
Yeah.
I think it's a kind of, it's billions of dollars spent to indemnify yourself to some degree for that kind of suing.
That's true.
Yeah, when I see that happen, I look at it and I think to myself, I think I'd rather have the problem than the side effects.
That's the truth.
Exactly. Do you guys remember Oleastra? This is about 25 years ago.
It came from chips, right?
Yes, Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
You could eat as many potato chips as you wanted, and you wouldn't get fat, but you would have anal leakage.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
The diarrhea,
so, you know, as much as I like potato chips, I don't want to have to change my drawers every time I eat a potato chip. So
what's wrong with
I'll
you?
Pass on
They're
that.
So good. So, I mean, yeah, they've done some weird stuff. I'm going to be doing a show about the bioengineered food. Everybody wants to know what's in the bioengineered food because now it's on the label. But you know what? You're so right on that. And this cabal and the way they work and the stuff they get away with. Pharma has never, ever, ever cured a disease of any kind. They don't want to. So when they come out with this, they're coming out with this cancer vax, I would not touch that with a 10-foot pole. I would hope people would have the common sense enough after what we just went through for 4 years to never, ever take their shots again. I mean, I'm hoping, right? They're not going to cure cancer.
I have a friend who whose wife got a COVID shot, perfectly normal, 58-year-old woman, perfectly healthy. Within 2 weeks, she started showing rapid signs of dementia. And they finally detected that she has front lobe dementia going on. And the only new thing that's happened, no history of this in her family, within 6 months of taking that vaccine, she was unable to remember how to put toothpaste on a toothbrush. It's that bad.
Oh, that breaks my heart. We're going to see more and more of that. And I'm afraid. And no wonder pharma is so busy spending their money to buy the media. No wonder. And it all works like this in these cabals. They don't want you to have private property. They want you sick. Right. So the more sick, the better, the more pharma you're taking, the better. And on another note, no property for you. We don't want you to have any private property at all. That's what they're selling in the media. That's what they're trying to get people to be okay with. It's okay to be sick, okay to get 1 in 2 cancer, and okay to not have a house.
This is a direct quote from Karl Marx. This is right from his words.
Okay.
Quote, "The theory of communism may be summed up in one sentence. Abolish all private property. That's all you got to do."
Yep. Yep. There was an article, Wall Street Journal, and the couple looked very sad sitting on their stoop. Very, very sad. And the whole article was about, oh, it just sucks to be a homeowner. You don't want to own anything. It's horrible. The rates are going up. You can't afford it anyway. It's not about the house price anymore. It's everything else. I mean, they could not have demonized it anymore. It was that insane. And I saw more articles like that kind of stemming off that. And I thought they are really in this big push to get us to sure. not want to be a homeowner. Yep. And live in their stupid taxpayer funded housing, which are you guys getting a push in your state for affordable housing, like crazy amounts of affordable housing going up?
We have government buying up land and leaving it fallow, right? So wherever you, mm-hmm. 10 years ago where people were building and expanding, now that's come to a screeching halt. We actually have like most states, we have a great shortage in available property, which keeps driving it up. And as we saw when the Obama administration got rid of used cars through mm-hmm. cash, through clunkers, mm-hmm. well, what happened? The price of a decent used car became almost as much as you would pay for a new car yep. more at monthly payment. Yep. And that's what's happening now. To be able to rent now is slightly less than having a home. So you think to yourself, if you mm-hmm. could scrape together a down payment, why would you pay that much to rent a house right. or even an apartment
right.
when for that crazy number you could be paying on a house? But mm-hmm. that's what they don't want. They don't, yep. they like you said, they want to scare you away.
Yes. From
home ownership.
Yes. And they also, that cash for clunkers thing was to get rid of cars that aren't adapted to all the software and spying. By the way, yep. and data collection. Yep.
You know, this thing about saving a down payment always drives me crazy. There are ways around that. Mm-hmm. I joined the Army.
Yeah, yeah.
And was able to buy right. a home with no money down.
Right. We're going to go to break, but there are ways. But yes, they're really, really going hard on this. And our governor, who is a total liberal but pretends to be a conservative, threatened everybody in the state that if they didn't do more affordable housing to the tune that he wanted, that, you know, that they'd get basically punished in a year. So they're coming down hard. That's why I asked. Be right back. Asked about Wisconsin. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Are you struggling to find relief for a current?
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Hey, everybody. Just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305 record day before compared to $2,271. Gold is going up. And as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount. So it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves. That you're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
to have you listening. And we've got Dr. Pesta, we got Uncle Milty here, and boy, the headlines. And I honestly cannot wait. I got to have Dr. Pesta, right, to weigh in on this. You're on a campus, and initially the headlines were sweeping the nation. And then all of a sudden you get in the article and it's five colleges. What are your thoughts about what's going on? It's still in the news.
I think the nature of the protests, even though it is a relatively small group of campuses, mm-hmm. what the big story for me is not the revolution. It's not the kids, and more likely these 40-year-old agitators who are manipulating the kids. What I think has been the story is how weak and childish the universities have been. Mm-hmm. And you know what I've noticed? What's almost that? Every place where the protesters were given every opportunity to cause trouble. Mm-hmm. The presidents have all been females. True. You look at the University of Texas at Austin, mm-hmm. one of the most liberal places in this country. It's got a male president and he shut it down. Look at what DeSantis did in Florida when they tried to pull that nonsense there. They immediately stopped it. From Claudia Gay mm-hmm. all the way to this Mnuchin in Columbia, it seems to me that the places, the colleges that are the most unable to enforce law and order are the ones by these DEI mm-hmm. female hirees. Those are the ones can't seem to defend anything.
Well, I love the point. Thank you for that. I was looking at the anti-Semitism bill that Richie Torres from New York and Mike Lauder from New York put out. And this bill allows the Department of Education to send a third-party anti-Semitism monitor to any college that receives federal funding and to revoke that funding for colleges that don't comply. So they must have this third-party monitor for anti-Semitism. Let me just tell you something. In the first week of this, one of the things I noticed was they would say that the Jewish students felt threatened, but they would never say what was said, what was done. And it was, I think they're going to statements over and over and over. I think they're going to. I think they might do something to me. And they were arresting, right? So just on that, I mean, I can't say Uncle Milty's going to do something to me, arrest him. I mean, it has to happen, right? So they were arresting on that. None of the comments ever came out. Nothing came out about what. So this whole push was an anti-Semitism thing. And then, of course, war, to promote war. Uncle Milty?
Well, apparently you're not a fan of thought crime.
I'm not a fan of thought crime. So it was really strange, Dr. Pesta. It was like just a weird, they never had to disclose anything. They just hinted that something happened or something was said. It was just strange.
That is strange. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of the hand, other side of the mm-hmm. coin, if these protests were saying the exact same things to African-American kids mm-hmm. or LGBTQ mm-hmm. kids, you'd have the National Guard yeah. sweeping the campus, right?
Right?
And those kids would already have been expelled. Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, I think you're right. I think that many of the Jewish kids are taking serious the threats that mm-hmm. are being said to them. But threats, of course, aren't the same thing as violence. And on the other hand, half of what's going on the campuses now mm-hmm. would never be tolerated against a lot of other groups yeah. if they were at the middle of this hot crosshairs.
Can you imagine an anti-Semitism monitor in every class? And that's the job. So they have to find it. Because if you're getting paid to find it, you better do your job or you're fired. So you got to go around every school and find it. And Thomas Massey came out and said, excuse me, this is expressly prohibited by the U.S. Constitution.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'll go, I know we got a break, but
in about a minute.
The other thing that's really alarming about this is that, yeah, you said it very well, that on the one hand, this is free speech. On the other hand, free speech is already being denied across all kinds of other areas, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't use somebody's pronoun, Title IX, let's mm-hmm. think about Title IX, which just criminalized any, let's just say, refusal to go along with mm-hmm. the radical elements of the LGBTQ. So parents can lose children now if they don't do what the LGBTQ kids want. At a college campus, you don't use the right programs. Mm-hmm. Even a private college, the Title IX now gives itself the power to punish you. Right. So when you stop and see where the real tyranny in this country comes from, it comes actually not even from kids on college campuses. It comes from the federal government.
Yes, and this is how they did the medical manipulation, too. Remember the nursing homes? Everything was controlled through Fed funding so they could do what they wanted to do.
Yep.
We shall be right back. Stay with us. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, Done With Debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done With Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. All right. You are listening to the Kate Daly Show. Hopefully Tulsi Gabbard at the end of the week. That'll be interesting. And I've got Uncle Milty. I've got Dr. Pesta. And check out the water dousing show I did with a 90-year-old man who was amazing at water dousing. And also I interviewed Alan Dershowitz too on Friday. Check that interview out. You can go to katedalyradio.com and it's just scroll down to the bottom and you'll see it. And you can share it. Also, make sure that you go to and text Birch Gold. 989898 is the text number. Text my name, Kate, because you're going to get some information on how to safeguard everything, your savings, your IRAs, and everything. I mean, you've got to safeguard it. You can safeguard it against inflation right now, which is awesome. Take advantage of that. And then also safeguard it for the future with gold and silver. Back it up. Okay. We've got Dr. Send my name, Kate, to 989898 for that information. We have Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milty. We were just talking about the college campuses, and there's just so much to be known. I mean, you said they were commandeering buildings on the break, and college students wouldn't have done that. This is definitely higher up the food chain, the food chain there of control on who's actually behind this. Yes.
Yeah, we actually know now that these protests were organized and paid for before October 7th of last year. So they were already training these kids. They big money donors, Soros types, but also there's definitely a federal connection to this as well. These kids were being groomed for this before anything happened on that October 7th. So the catalyst for this was not Hamas attacking Jews on October 7th. It was deeper than this. And it's already made it clear. They're well paid, they're trained, they're funded. These people aren't going away. I think a lot of the colleges are thinking, let's limp to the end of the end of the semester.
Yes.
And when the summer break comes, this is all going to dissipate. No, it's not. It's going to get worse. And that's by design. And as I said to you during the Kate, in the break, Kate, is that there's a lot of this that is feeding right into what the feds want. This is an escape. This is a distraction from what they're doing. When you look at how this is playing for them, there's no doubt about that. That we're living in an age right now at the federal level where the people who dislike this country mm-hmm. are the majority. The people who want this country to be changed, both at the highest levels of capitalism, crony capitalism, mm-hmm. and at our federal government, mm-hmm. The people in control are hell-bent on radically transforming this country into just another great population of socialist, worn-down people mm-hmm. who just conform to the new way. That's what you talked about. This ties right into the home thing we were talking about.
Right.
You shouldn't be able to have your own home. That's the elites will have their mansions. Mm-hmm. You will live in the little boxes they prescribe for you.
That's so true. And they're selling it as a dream. They're selling it as, well, this is exactly what the government should do for you. It's a right. It's a right to have a roof over your head. No, it's not. It's just done out of hard work. And so, yeah, selling us a crazy new dream of taxpayer-funded everything. So as far as the colleges go, yes, this thing I definitely think was well orchestrated, and the matching tents should tell everybody, matching green and blue tents. I mean, the same brand even. I mean, it was just, I mean, they're not even that smart to make sure that all that looks like organic or natural. The matching shirts, and they told everybody to wear dark pants. It was very strange, all messed up, hiding identities.
Well, they don't have to be smart enough to think of those things because their audience isn't smart enough to think of those things.
You're right. And I think there's a lot of college students, don't you, Dr. Pesta, that get involved. They can't put it on a map. They don't know what they're even talking about, but they get involved because it's some way to pat themselves on the back. Validation.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Because if you knew the real history of the Middle East, mm-hmm. you wouldn't waste your time on this stuff, right?
Right. I mean,
it's one thing to not have any sympathy for Israel. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Israelites are big, big boys. They've done things they probably shouldn't have. Okay. Mm-hmm. But getting in bed with Hamas is your answer to that?
Yeah.
I mean, and we talked about this on your program. Mm-hmm. You're part of the LGBTQ, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And look, if you're gay, if you're queer, you're trans, you can live in Israel. You can own a house in Israel. You could be in the parliament. Mm-hmm. You could be part of the government. You could even be potentially elected president of Israel. But if you are that any of those things and you're in Gaza under Hamas, you're going to get killed. So it's one thing to have a healthy suspicion against Israel, if that's who you are. Yeah. But to turn to
the
Hamas.
The government, not the people. Mm-hmm. The government.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who do they vote for? Who do they vote for? Mm-hmm. Wait a second. You know, I mean, 90% of them vote for Hamas. Mm-hmm. There's a problem there, right? Mm-hmm. Look, ask yourself this. If 90% of Americans voted for horrible things, you would blame the American people and mm-hmm. the rest of the world would.
Right.
And so, you know, at some point, you've heard the phrase, mm-hmm. Americans get the government we deserve. Mm-hmm. That applies to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so if you keep putting Hamas clown shows in charge, and then look at the surveys. Mm-hmm. Recent surveys show that 9 out of 10 Palestinians in Gaza actually support Hamas. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that number?
I don't know. I remember Ron Paul's clip that Israel started Hamas. So it was kind of interesting twist there. And what it's become, I don't know. And under whose direction, I don't know. But Uncle Milty, did you want to say something?
I just kind of reminds me of that 1940 group in Germany, Jews for Adolf.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Kind of. Yeah. And nobody wants to see any bullying going on or a war happen over there, but I feel like we're being ratcheted up for a war. That part of this is to create something over there too. Because why would Iran hit Israel right now with the timing? Why? What's the point? They know that we're going to back them. They know that they have the firepower. They know that we fund them. Why would they even do that right now? It doesn't even make sense, Uncle Milty.
But why did they do it and miss? That's what I want to know.
Well, and you don't hear anything, like you said on the break, about the American hostages or anything like that. It's just everything about it is weird. The timing is strange.
Well, and it also strikes me as odd, like we talked about during the break, there are American-born hostages there, mm-hmm. and yet we don't know any of their names. There's no vigils for them. There is absolutely no pressure mm-hmm. from the American government to bring them back. We won't even recognize them, and so that's creepy. And then the other side of the coin is, when they talk about genocide. Say what, again, say what you want to say about the Jews in Israel, mm-hmm. but they're not, their goal is not to destroy every Muslim in the world. Mm-hmm. Hamas tells you flat out, that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
And yet, mm-hmm. and yet the protesters are accusing Israel of genocide. And when Israel fights back, they're engaging in genocide, but nobody anywhere is mm-hmm. talking about the actual genocidal maniacs who run Hamas. How do you square that circle?
I don't know. When Ron Paul did that and exposed that, it was a really interesting clip that everything on the Gaza Strip Israel wanted there. And so there's lots of back and forth. It's so convoluted. That's why these college students, they could not just have the conversation we just had for the last 5 minutes. They don't understand anything that's gone on there, right? So they're right. joining in, not knowing anything, but trying to be part of a cause, trying to feel good about themselves. And we see that a lot with these kids. But yeah, there is a lot. When I heard that Iran was threatening, I thought this headline is strange, because why would they, after all these years? Remember, always all you ever heard was Iran's going to hit. I don't know. Something's just up with this whole entire thing is all I can say. Something's wrong with it. It doesn't mean it's not happening. It doesn't mean that it's not going on. It's just something's wrong with the way it's getting done. I don't know. We're going to come right back, though. So we'll be right back, more with Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milty. We'll take your calls 888-673-1450 when we come back live.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. All right, my pillow $25 special for wedding gifts, for gifts for yourself. Two pillows, $25. I mean, they're just doing these amazing blowouts right now for $25. Go check it out, mypillow.com. Code word is Kate. What a wonderful sponsor they've always been to my show and Free Speech. And you can catch us on the Roku at night on Frank Speech, and also on Rumble. We film the show. And of course, I've got Dr. Pesta. I've got Uncle Milty. Make sure you get over to donewithdebt.com and give anyone you know that has credit card problems right now, as far as just tacking on way too much credit. We're going in so deep on credit cards to try to make it, because the wages aren't there. And so if that's you, they can help negotiate a lower rate for you. It's awesome. Donewithdebt.com. Highly recommend these guys. I've got Uncle Milty here, and let's open the phone lines. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You can call up. We'll take your call. I just, for your thoughts on Israel, on Iran, on and the thing is I'm very neutral to the whole thing, because I just want to keep this very kind of critical analysis of it. And the parts don't add up. It's just strange. And we said that going out of the break, but for me, it's all these pieces. Like you said, things were coordinated before October, right? So strange. Anyway.
Yes, you're exactly right. And again, I think it bears watching mm-hmm. how these plutocrat billionaires are sponsoring this. I mean, you said something important. I teach college for a living. I am a working university professor. Mm-hmm. You're damn right, Kate, when you say that most of our college kids are too stupid to orchestrate the kind of coordinated stuff that's going on the campuses. Now, this is completely somebody way above their pay grade.
Right. I mean, yes, there are exceptions, but yes, for the most part, pronoun seeking, highly offended, overly sensitive college students don't suddenly become militant. Well, go ahead, Uncle Milty.
If they were smart enough to organize it, they'd be smart enough not to get involved.
Or, as I said in the previous segment, right. if they were smart enough to know the history of the Middle East, you'd wash your hands out of everybody go to class for a change.
That's so true. There's just so many different hits going on. Let's talk about the trials for just a minute, too. I wanted to get your take on this, too.
Well, I mean, it is interesting that what's going on in New York, if this was happening to a Democrat, oh my God, this would be a huge outrage. You literally have a group of prosecutors at the state level who are manipulating with the help of a judge, a sitting judge, to make to find Trump guilty of something he actually isn't accused of.
Right.
This is absolutely unfolding on TV for us to watch. And
it's crazy town.
Where are the serious people screaming about this, regardless of who you want to vote for?
That's so true. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there.
Hi.
First time I've ever gotten to talk to Duke Pesta.
Nice.
Nice to hear you.
Nice.
But this stuff, these protests in these paid, organized, you know, uprisings in college campuses, I think this is a prelude to the summer 2024, just like the summer of 2020. Mm. Keep in mind the George Floyd incident didn't occur until May 25th. But I think they're ramping things up, and I think there's going to be it's going to be a summer of chaos that will make 2020 pale in comparison.
You might have a point, sir. Thank you for that. I love it. Thank you. And the point is when Airbnb put out that notice, June the 6th, they said after June the 6th, there are certain things they were going to do different there, you know, and they won't cover for the ability to you can't fly, lockdowns. You know, it could be all kinds of different various things happening around us. So after June 6th, it was a really weird date to cherry pick. Uncle Milty?
You know, Leo Terrell said something about the trial today that was perfect, really. Mm-hmm. You know, the prosecution's main witness is Michael Cohen. Mm-hmm. And Leo Terrell says when the prosecution puts him on the stand and does their thing, and then the defense attorney comes up for cross-examination, all his first question has to be is, how many times have you taken the oath to tell the truth? And how many times have you lied? And end the case.
It's a circus.
End the case, right?
And to bring Michael Cohen and Stormy up again, I mean, they're really fishing. Go ahead, Pesta. Oh my gosh.
No, I agree with what you guys are saying. And the caller made a great, great point. So nice to hear you from your caller. But I think he made a great point. Chaos is always beneficial to the left, not the right.
Right.
Because the right is all about control and order and peace and law and constitution and freedom and liberty. But when you have this kind of anarchy, you would think that would benefit conservatives. But I think what we've seen recently, remember what the founding father said, as long as you have an educated and a moral public, then you can keep the republic. And I think we've hit on something here. It is the mass ignorance that we have created in the public schools and the colleges over the last 40 years that has now created a place, a worldview, where the more chaos, the more you blame it on the institution, not the revolutionaries. I think this is the biggest problem we have. We have convinced people that when somebody hates government, when they hate the Constitution, they hate the founding of the country, they hate free market capitalism, they hate liberty. Now that's the fault of liberty, not the fault of the person complaining. And I think our college kids, I'm not backing down from what I said. They are largely too stupid to realize that just because somebody hates you doesn't mean you've done something wrong. Mm-hmm. Just because you got a bunch of kids screaming about how evil America is, these kids know nothing about how much worse it is in most other countries.
Yeah.
That balance has tipped, right? Towards ignorance. That ignorance is what's going to be the death of us.
That is the truth.
Yep.
100%. I sure love this country. And, you know, you don't see people our age down there. You don't see people joining in. You don't see, it's very contained, highly contained. Columbia is a intelligence feeder. It's a CIA feeder to their programs and stuff. And it's kind of amazing that most of the hubbub is around that. But also the fact that we're looking at a situation where you don't have anybody but the college students voicing this really. And even if you see a couple of adults or some adults do this, I think it's very coerced. I think it's very like BLM-ish. It's all coordinated for sure. Yeah.
I mean, we love this country. What a way to end the show.
Yeah.
What a way to end the show on what you just said. 2024 is the year that BLM becomes pro-Palestine. It doesn't really matter what the cause is.
Bingo.
It's the ruckus that matters, mm-hmm. not the name of it.
Oh, bingo. We should just have silence from here to the music because that was exactly right.
Yep.
And, you know, the majority of this country loves this country and wants it back. We'll keep fighting. Uncle Milty, Dr. Pesta, Dr. Duke Pesta, thank you so much. Of course, be faithful, be fearless, and, you know, we'll see you next week, of course. Or not next week, tomorrow. Oh, my gosh, I'm tired. Tomorrow, okay? Mel Madison joins us, too. Everybody have a great night.